Here's something I found out. Very interesting. And you are a groundbreaker on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. You are the first Canadian on our podcast.
Woo!
But you're Canadian?
French-Canadian.
Okay. You don't get an extra prize.
Oh,
because
damn.
Are you really Canadian?
You're Canadian.
Well, not like, I don't have citizenship, but I'm Canadian.
She's Canadian.
Wow. It totally changes the way I look
That's
at you.
Yeah.
You
know,
it took till now for that to come out. That's awesome.
How have you not known that?
No one has brought this up.
How did you find that out?
Oh, I dig. I dig.
I don't want to know what you know about me then.
Oh, I dig. I don't. That's a problem. You're not on the internet.
Yes.
You know RoboRob then? Huh? That's how you find out.
I was
going to
say,
it?
Was it RoboRob?
You know
RoboRob,
don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't? You should check out
we
RoboRob.
We did an interview with RoboRob, who does something for Oakland University a few years back. Yeah, about a few years.
Yeah.
And that was one of the questions, was what are all of your nationalities? And we had to talk about the French-Canadian thing.
Because he's Canadian, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We talked about poutine.
Okay, I just spent a lot of time on Google.
Wow, that's crazy.
Professional.
And found out she's Canadian on Google.
And like,
I don't think I've ever really
I didn't know French Canadian. I just knew Canadian. You threw that little extra flag in there. So, okay. Wow.
I love Quebec.
Wow. another thing I found out. You always sung. You started out in plays. You did some theater.
I did a lot of theater. Yeah.
Okay, please elaborate.
Well,
I got an hour to kill, young lady.
I started doing it in middle school, and then in high school, and then I did community theater, and then I actually moved to New York City right after high school. But, okay. So, yeah. It was my passion, and I actually was kind of a theater snob for a long time, to be completely honest. I was a really weird kid. I would just, like, hang out in my room with this spotlight on me, and I would perform, like, the whole score of Miss Saigon. And
seriously?
I would dress up like him, like the little Asian girl.
All right. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to air out some shit, too. I'm going to air out some. Look, a lot of people don't know this about me. I didn't dress up like him. All right. Let's just start it right there.
I wouldn't have judged you if you had.
So many people listening to what happened. Yeah, like I want to wake up to that Twitter tomorrow. But I know Miss Saigon as well because my mom used to work at the Masonic Temple Theater.
Okay.
Well, used to. She still does. Mm-hmm. And during the time, she didn't have a babysitter. And I couldn't work there, obviously. And she was like, all right, you're coming with me to work. So I would know at the age of 10, 12, the entire score of Miss Saigon.
That was awesome.
No, it's not.
It's so good.
That's tough for a boy. That's tough on a man.
No, don't feel bad. I made my little brother learn songs and sing them with me and made our aunt videotape it and everything from musicals. Yeah.
No. Like, I have this knowledge, and it's funny that you picked Miss Saigon because, like, even the little you ever seen it live?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, you know the helicopter scene towards the end?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can do that today from memory. I'm not going to do it, but I can do it. And the
Sam, I don't believe you.
Money where your mouth is, pal. Money where your mouth is.
I need you not to believe me. I need, this is... So that's cool. I mean, like, I would even do the little ad lib stuff that, you know, from like the first act where it was just like, like I've heard this.
She's learning things. Too. She's like,
my wife is learning things. I've heard this from her. Like the little, like now that ride home is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
But like,
Tasha, I am so sorry.
Like. I'm dead serious. I'm sorry. Continue.
I don't think that there's any shame in men, specifically straight men, knowing it. It's still an art. It's still these people get up and do 8 shows a week, live, singing, dancing, acting, and then you get people, you know, and they don't make great money. And then you get people going up on stage lip syncing and hiring 30 dancers to do all their dance moves, and they're getting millions of dollars. So.
Well, I'm not against it. I'm not against it. I love theater. The problem is...
You know all the words.
I should not know all the words. It's like there's a chunk of my brain dedicated to that. Like, at any given time, I can start off the song from the second or first act, like, Long Live Uncle Ho, and I can just jump right into it. Yeah, I saw that spark. I saw that spark right there. It's just like, oh, I know what he's talking about.
So good.
Twinkle Toes.
Anyway. No one wants to hear about theater talk.
I mean, this would be a separate podcast. Me and you, Sam and Liz on theater.
Anytime.
Oh, my God. All right. Other than Miss Saigon, what else have you just kind of, like, got into?
Like, for theater?
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of shows. I did Oliver. I did Into the Woods. I did Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, God.
I did a ton. I don't know. I did so many. But I like the, Les Mis, which is a good movie, by the way.
All right.
All of them. I like them all.
I'm going to shut up on theater.
Do we really got to plug a Hugh Jackman movie? Come on, we're the little guy here.
It was a really good movie.
Oh, my God. I'm going to shut up on theater because I keep looking at her. I'm like, oh, Les Mis.
Well, it's funny because you have a taste then, because Miss Saigon and Les Mis are the same. They were written by the same composer.
That is correct.
So.
And also Jesus Christ Superstar, like that whole.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd. Oh, I followed the hell out. I'm going to shut up because I follow a lot of Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff.
But like, I feel like Jesus Christ Superstar is like one of the passes for anyone because it's a rock opera and it was in the 60s. And it was just, it was so cool. Like, my dad even.
But even, like, stuff like Hair or, oh, my God, we are boring. Everyone who.
All right, yeah.
I have just heard iPod shut off.
We're so
Looking
sorry.
Looking into the future.
Me and you on theater. That's what it's going to be. Another.